3:48. Here it is, a Monday. It is the 4th of January. It's 2016. Why? Because it's, well, that's what the calendar says. Welcome back to the program. It's Sheldon McLeod with you. Talk in the afternoons on News 95.7. Next hour, we talk with Taxi Drivers Owners Association, Margaret Wente from The Globe, about firefighters, as well the Coalition to Preserve Community Identity in Halifax, Warren Wesson, and the Executive Director of the Canadian Council for Refugees. But right now, a reaction to, or a response to, Stephen Kimber's piece. It was in the Metro. Atlantic Institute for Market Studies, he says, offers fawning support for Premier Stephen McNeil's fiscally responsible, in quotations, decision to preemptively eliminate bargaining rights for 75,000 public service workers. As well, it praises McNeil's important step, again, important in air quotes here on the radio, step to wipe out arbitration alternatives built into public sector contracts. Stephen Kimber says, no surprises there. Ames never met a public servant it thought shouldn't be paid less or better to have their jobs privatized so profitable corporations could eliminate their pensions and benefits while making real jobs into Mick jobs. Marco Navarro-Gini is on the phone line here with us this afternoon. He is the president and the CEO of Ames, the Atlantic Institute for Market Studies. Marco Navarro-Gini, Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
That rather scathing condemnation from Stephen Kimber. I can't imagine you didn't see this before we started talking with you.
Well, no, I've seen this before, and this is not the first time, although I think the manifest anger in this one piece is stronger than I've seen before. So I'm not really sure what that's about. But self-righteousness aside, there is a certain reality here, and it's the reality of the fiscal situation of the province. That's what we should be discussing rather than, you know, angers and name-calling and that kind of stuff.
Now, the idea that Ames has taken a position suggesting that the Premier is taking the right action, that's your opinion, or is that the opinion of Ames, or is it both?
Well, it is my opinion, and in so far as I am the CEO of the Institute, it is one of the various opinions that emerges from the Institute.
You suggested that perhaps the Premier should have invoked the notwithstanding clause in regards to this issue of arbitration. Why go that far? Why was that brought into the conversation?
From a detached perspective, I guess what that means is that people who are pointing fingers at the government and saying that the government has taken an extreme position, it probably says, if anything, that the government could have taken positions that are even further the other way. The issue here is not so much whether the courts should decide this, but the issue here is whether the government is in its right action to decide how much it should spend and to whom to allocate it. Because basically what we have here is several thousand people who are paid from the public purse who are demanding more. And that's understandable. But the reality is there isn't more to hand out. The province is in fiscal difficulties, and we have to figure out ways in which to do it. And the way the government seems to be going about it, which is essentially preempting a fight that could last years and years and years and just get on with the program, is what the government is doing. That strikes me as a reasonable position. I think probably most Nova Scotians would see it as a reasonable position.
There have been several people over the years who have said, Ames will take a position that, you know, if everyone were paid less, then we'd all be better off.
Well, I mean, that's kind of silly because I don't want to make less myself, and certainly most of the people who work here, in fact, all the people here, don't want to make less. The issue is not whether people should make less. I mean, I'm not against the workers. I am a worker myself. I used to work for the federal government some time ago as an interpreter for the Refugee Board. So that's kind of trying to paint things in a kind of class warfare, for which there is no place in the 21st century, really, as you suggested right at the beginning of the segment. It is 2016. That's not the issue. The issue is not whether public servants should get paid well. I think people should get paid as well as they produce and perform their tasks and in relation to their skills. We have often raised the question, though, as to whether we should have as many public servants as we have. And that's a legitimate question to raise in a democracy. We have research, and and this is from numbers from Statistics Canada, that Nova Scotia has 15 public servants above the national mean per thousand. That's quite a bit. And if you add the salaries that the excess above the mean get paid, is close to $800 million, which, by the way, is a coincidence, but it roughly is roughly the provincial deficit. So we should be looking into issues like that that essentially would bring the province back to some kind of stable fiscal footing. Not on the backs of any individual. This ought to be a collective effort. This is not against the workers. This is not against anyone. The government represents the workers. The government represents all Nova Scotians. Presumably, this ought to be taken into consideration.
I guess the old adage, you know, the friends of my enemy. If you're saying the premier is going down the right road, I could see where Labour would say, well, Marco Navarro-Gini, you're clearly not a friend to Labour.
Yeah, and in fact, I mean, I've also been critical about the government to say we shouldn't just be trying to contain salaries. We should look at how many public sector employees we have and try to rationalize that. We ought to be able to look at, for example, whether we are being overtaxed. We are one of the worst taxed jurisdictions in the country. I do not agree, for example, with the gentleman who wrote the piece this morning that we have we agree that there is an economic problem. We disagree on what the origin of the problem is. He seems to think that the government has a revenue problem. I look at it from the other perspectives. I think the government has a spending problem. When we are spending more than we actually are bringing in, we have an issue. And so it is proper and lawful, I think, that a government wants to put its economic house in order.
Marco Navarro-Gini, thank you for this chat, and wish you all the best in 2016.
Likewise. Thank you so much for having me.
All the best to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Marco Navarro-Gini, AIMS President and CEO.